This morning's reading is once again from the first prophecy to the Americas, chapter 8, on the judgment of the ungodly. Let all ungodly men and women who would ignore the commandments of God, given through the word manifest in his ascendant Son of Righteousness, which even now transforms the world of the living, know that no one is immune to its effects. As God's word comes forth in its almightiness through the Son of Righteousness, let all ungodly men and women know that his word is one, incomprehensible to those in their ungodliness, impiety, and irreverence to that word made manifest in his light, and that their profanity will result in a most harmful mutation of being. For I say unto you that no one on earth, under the light of this new sun, can benefit from wrongdoing and materialistic ends. Some would judge God and say that if evil exists, or if darkness exists, then evil and darkness must be equal to God. I say unto you that evil or darkness do exist, being the result of wrongdoing and the breaking of God's laws. Its existence is no more equal to God than is suffering, illness, or death. As the cross of enlightenment has come to enlighten godly men and women, those of ungodliness will be maddened by that light, as are earthworms exposed to the heat of the sun. For I say unto you that God's light comes to judge ungodly men and women. And the darkness thereof will cause all who embrace it much suffering, illness, and death of body, mind, and soul. As the earth shall be burned up by the light of God's new sun, so shall men and women be burned up by that light. Those who have turned from God's laws will henceforth be judged by their acts. And this prophecy given unto the children of the earth is given for the purpose of telling them beforehand, so that all may choose accordingly. For God would not anyone suffer wrongly. Therefore, O child of the earth, say unto the children of the earth that God sends forth his light to judge ungodly men and women for the sake of godly men and women who have long suffered at their hands. And I say unto you that these unjust days shall end, and all the ungodly will answer for their injustice through the light of God's Son of Justice. And the prophecy that I shall give speaks of the punishment to come. And we will now have the blessings.